Andy Holding's Racing Podcast from William Hill. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello, welcome along to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'm Andy Holding, going to be looking at today's Limerick card, which provides eight races for us, and a hugely competitive card it is too, culminating with the Galway Plate Trial, which comes up at 4:45. Hopefully all 16 will go to post, as we have some nice opportunities, not only in that race, but plenty of others as well, scattered around the card. We begin with the 130, which is a maiden hurdle over 2 miles. Quite a bit of form to go on here. And the one who brings the best overall profile to the table for me, without a shadow of a doubt, is Gagas Horse from the locally trained Adrian McGuire stable. This horse has been a model of consistency in 5 bumpers so far to date. And he managed to get his head in front on his penultimate outing here over today's course of distance when making all the running. In the first time hood and tongue tie combination, he fended off Manella Bow from the powerful Willie Mullins stable, who was a very strongly fancied odds on chance on that occasion. The time figure was pretty good as well for a bumper, and he duplicated that, if not bettered it, next time out, even though he got beat and finished third at Down Royal under a penalty when he got beat by Loch Liam, who outstayed him in the latter stage. We can see by the Racing Post time in on the page 33 today, it was fast by 2.7 seconds, and that was the by far and away the fastest furlong time on that card. You don't get many strongly run bumpers, particularly at this time of year. So even allowing for just a 9-runner field, this Gargus horse was going along at a fair rattle. Therefore, I do have a funny feeling that he's going to take quite a bit of beating today if he takes the hurdles at the first time of asking. I'm sure he's been schooled well, and these brush hurdles often supply horses making their debuts with a more fairer chance than jumping the normal traditional timber hurdle. So Gagas Horse, probably by nap vote really here this afternoon, one of my best bets on the card anyway in the 130. On to the 2 o'clock then, which looks a very competitive rated hurdle. The one I quite like here is Knockmahal Boy from the informed Gordon Elliott stable. This horse finally got his just rewards for a series of good placed efforts when getting his head in front last time out at Down Royal in pretty game fashion. And that normally couldn't be associated with this horse. He's often been called one or two names in the past and not really putting it all in, and sometimes looking a little bit flaky under pressure. But you couldn't fault him last time out. And he was in the process of going really well on the only time he shipped up here at Limerick, when he fell at the second last, seemingly every chance behind Mr. Showtime. His speed figures are good, and I like the fact that Davy Ross has been booked for him as well. The faster the ground, the better his chances today, Knockmahal Boy. And he'll do for me each way in the second contest. On to the 2:35 then, which is the first of the big handicaps this afternoon. I'm going to take a chance on Henry de Bromley's charge here, Show and Go, who was a slightly disappointing favourite last time out at Kilbeggan in a very competitive handicap chase. He just never jumped really with any kind of fluency or elan at all, and therefore he never really figured in the race. But prior to that, he'd really caught the eye the way he shaped and stayed on in a decent hurdle race at Tremore, doing all his best work from the back of the field. He comes out really well on my numbers. The good ground today should suit him, and these brush hurdles also will very much be in his favour. They'll certainly help get his confidence together after completely wrecking it last time out round Kilbeggan. So round about 10 to 1 this morning, I'll take a chance on Show and Go, bouncing back to 4 there in race number 3. On to the 3:05 then, which looks a very competitive 2 mile 5 handicap hurdle if ever I've seen one. But the one I quite like here is War of the Pennies from the Donald Cashman stable. Albeit this horse hasn't won for quite a while, he's run quite consistent on his last 3 or 4 starts. Indeed, his last run last time out at Clonmel would definitely give him a major chance here if he could repeat it. From the back of the field, he made some nice late headway without being a threat to the main two protagonists that day. But given that Just Janice has finished second subsequently during the night at Bellystown, and Steamboat Key managed to win for the Gordon Elliott stable at the same track last night, that form is absolutely red hot. And indeed, the speed figure also suggests that the form is fairly solid. He has got a little bit of form as well around this track. On the only times he shipped up here at this venue, he finished a very creditable second. So there's every chance here today with a decent amateur on board that War of the Pennies will be in the frame at the very least there in race number 4. On to the 340 then, which is a 3 mile chase and probably one of the better races on the card, if truth be known. Connections of Don Vincenzo must have been absolutely delighted with the way this 8-year-old shaped after a long time off the track, 2 years to be precise, when he finished a creditable fifth in a decent contest down in Wexford the other day. That the feature of that race was the very strong pace throughout, and in the end it went the way of Archive, who came off the back of strong fractions to beat the very strongly fancied Mullinavat. But back in fifth was this Don Vincenzo, who just shaped as though he just needed the run on that occasion. Also as well, it has to be taken into account that the sharp 2 miles, given that they went so fast, would have been on the quick side for him. He's now stepping up in trip, which should very much play into his strengths. Of course, he's a former decent horse over at least 2 mile 7, as we see in his form card when he was third behind Wahab in a decent beginner's chase at Tipperary back in October 2015. So there's every chance that Don Vincenzo will outrun his odds around about 8-1 this morning. On to the 4.10 then, and quite a complicated looking little race here. I'm going to take a chance on a couple here against the field. Newsworthy would probably be my number one choice, around about 9-1 this morning. He was in the process of running a really nice race on his second start over fences when he tipped up going well at the second last at Down Royal behind Art of Payroll. If he would have stayed on his feet, that would have represented a decent return from Die Love's Charge. And there's been absolutely nothing wrong with his last two runs when reverting back to hurdlers at Ballinrobe and Kilbeggan respectively. Indeed, that last run behind Persistent has been upheld by several out of that race running respectably since. He also won't mind the ground, and he goes really well on a right-handed track, you can see by his form figures. The other one I'm prepared to take a little bit of a punt on, now he's rather eased in grade or he's had his sights lowered, is Definite Earl from the locally trained David Broad stable. This horse has managed to finish third a couple of starts ago, only getting beaten 10 lengths by Townsend and Potter's Point. Now, if he reproduced that form here, surely he must have a good chance of outrunning his odds around about 12-14-1 this morning. Once again, he was undone last time out against the same kind of horses at Roscommon, but the ground obviously would have been too soft for him as well on that occasion. Even though he's yet to get his head in front in six starts over fences, as you can see, he's got some good form against his name, and I just think he's got a better chance than his odds suggest. So my two against the field here would be Newsworthy, and at a much bigger price, Definite Earl. Right then, on to the big race of the day, the 4.45, and the best bet on the card is in this particular contest for me. It's the King of Brego, who of course took this race 12 months ago in pretty spectacular fashion. Now, he went into that contest pretty much out of form, but it was largely down to the fact that the ground was good and he had a chance to jump well and bounce off that really fast ground. Last time out, when he encountered similar conditions at Downpatrick, he was far too good for the heavily backed, strongly fancied Willie Mullins trained Ben Button in what turned out to be a very strongly run race at Downpatrick. The third horse out of that race, Cairns Hill, has gone on to boost the form subsequently, so there's absolutely nothing wrong with that particular speed figure and form line. And now returning back to one of his happy hunting grounds on ground that should be ideal, one would expect the King of Brega from the Henry de Bromhead stable is probably one of the best target trainers around to go very close to duplicating that performance 12 months ago. On to the final race then, which is a bumper at 5.20. And I'm going to play with a straight bat here and stick with Gordon Elliott with Oscar Moscow, who's run two promising races at Tramore and Downpatrick respectively. Last time out, he bumped into a useful individual from the Judge of O'Brien stable in the shape of Decision Time. And even though he did get beat on that occasion, he still ran with a great deal of respect. Lisa O'Neill, who's been very productive in these kind of events, takes the ride here. And because of his experience and his actual overall form and time figures, I think Oscar Moscow's got every chance of getting off the mark at the third time of asking. Thanks very much for listening to this edition of the Irish Racing Podcast. I'll be back tomorrow on Monday, July the 10th, when we're going to be taking a look at Roscommon's 7-race flat card beginning at 5.55. Until then, it's goodbye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.